Dark Side Method. Drop glue in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Advanced. Alright, let's build one of those deceptively small jungle tricks that makes a tune feel like it's physically heavier. This is the Dark Side Drop Glue Method. The idea is simple. You build tension with a riser, noise, pitched chaos, but at the drop, you don't just hard cut it. You leave a controlled tail that spills into the first moments of the drop. Not loud, not messy, just enough that the drop feels connected, like it's taped together, rolling forward instead of resetting to zero. We're going to do it in Ableton Lev 12 with a proper advanced workflow. Resampling, committing to audio, shaping the tail with EQ and compression, then sidechaining it so the drums still punch like a brick. First, set the context. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I like 165 for that classic jungle feel where breaks breathe but still move. In arrangement view, set up a clean 32-bar build and put your drop at bar 33. If your style wants a dramatic breath right before the drop, you can create a little pre-drop gap, but for old-school momentum we often keep it rolling. We are aiming for tension that never fully stops. Now we'll build the riser in two layers, a noise layer for air and menace, and a resish layer for grime and motion. Create a track called Riser Noise. Add operator or wavetable. Operator is perfect. Set oscillator to white noise. Turn the filter on. Choose a low-pass 24 dB slope. And start the cutoff low, around 200 Hz. That's going to feel like a rumble of pressure, not a hiss. After the synth, add an auto filter, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then utility. On auto filter, keep it low pass. Push resonance to around 0.6 up to 0.8, and add a bit of drive, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB. On saturator, pick analog clip, drive it anywhere from plus 4 to plus 10, and turn soft clip on. On hybrid reverb, pick a hall or a darker hall style, set decay somewhere like 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and most importantly, darken it with a high cut somewhere around 4 to 7K. This is murk, not sparkle. Then utility at the end. Widen it. Something like 120 to 160% is totally fine for a transition layer. Now automate two things across the build. First, the filter cutoff. Sweep from around 200 Hz up to 8, 10, even 12K over 16 to 32 bars. Second, gently increase the reverb dry slash wet from about 10% to maybe 35%. Don't drench it. Fake ominous fog, not cathedral. Next track, Riser Reese, and we're going to resample this one later. Add wavetable or operator, build a basic Reese, two saws, detune slightly, like 5 to 15 cents. Start with a low pass filter fairly low, maybe 200 to 500 Hz. After that, add redux lightly, then pedal set to overdrive, then auto filter, then echo. Redux. Downsample 2 to 6. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Pedal. Drive maybe 20 to 40%, but keep the tone darker. Auto filter. Use a high pass 12 dB slope and sweep it up, from around 40 Hz to about 250 Hz over the build. That's a big part of the lift, because the low end seems to peel away as you approach the drop. Then echo. 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it dark. And here's a classic old school move. Automate pitch upward in the final 8 to 16 bars. Something like plus 7 to plus 12 semitones. It's that winding up. We're about to hit energy. So far, you've got a layered riser with motion and grime. But the real power move is committing it to audio so you can do surgical edits and control the tail without wrestling a bunch of device tails. Create a new audio track called Riser Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record either the last 16 bars of the build or the full 32. If you want more material to edit. Once it's recorded, consolidate it into one clean clip. Now you've got a single printed riser that you can slice, fade, reverse, stutter, and glue like a piece of tape. Now we do the actual Dark Side method. The drop glue tail. Go to bar 33.1.1. Right on the drop. Split the printed riser clip there. The part after the split is your tail. And we're not keeping it long by default. This is about intention. For tight, punchy drops, keep the tail to an eighth note or a quarter note. For more ravey, rolling intros, you can push to a half bar or even a full bar. But remember, too long and the drop feels like it never arrives. Most of the time, a quarter bar is the sweet spot. Now process the tail so it sits in a pocket and doesn't steal the impact. On the tail track, or just on the riser print track with automation focusing on the tail region, add EQ 8 first. This is crucial. High pass the tail somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If you only remember one thing from this lesson, It's this. Leaving low end in the glue tail will ruin your drop punch and make your bass feel later small. Next, check the snare range. If the tail fights your snare crack, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. And if it's hissing over your hats, you can low pass it around 10 to 14K. Jungle is often surprisingly dark. Brightness can make drops feel smaller. After EQ, add glue compressor. This is where the name drop glue becomes literal. Set the attack fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release on auto, or set it manually around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 4 to 1. Then pull the threshold until you're seeding about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. You're not mastering the whole track. You're stabilizing the tail so it becomes this controlled sheet behind the drums, not a wild animal poking out randomly. Then add auto filter after the glue. Set it to a low pass, maybe around 6 to 10K, and automate it to close down slightly over the first half bar after the drop. That closing motion helps the ear accept the tail as part of the transition, rather than a leftover mistake. Optional but powerful utility with automation. In the build, the riser can be huge and wide, but at the drop, you want the center to feel strong. Kick, snare, bass. So automate the widths to collapse something like 140% down to 80 or 100% over the first quarter to half bar. And here's an upgraded Live 12 hack. Instead of automating width, switch utility to mid slash side and automate the side gain down. That keeps the mid stable and makes the stereo collapse feel smoother and more controlled. Now the tail still isn't truly glue until it breathes with the groove. That means side chaining it to the drums. Add a compressor after the EQ on the tail, or after the glue compressor if you want it extra controlled. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the input. If your drop is break heavy and busy, this is often better than keying only from the kick, because the snare and hats should also push the tail out of the way. Set ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, let the drum transient hit first. Release somewhere like 50 to 150 milliseconds, depending on tempo and swing. Then set threshold so you're getting about 3 to 7 dB of ducking on the hits. This is the magic. The tail is audible in the gaps, but the drum hits carve clean holes through it. You get continuity without smear. Now, quick coach notes that will save you time. Set the glue tail level by masking tolerance, not wide. Here's what I mean. Loop the drop, solo just drums and bass. Bring the tail up slowly, until it just starts to cloud the snare definition, then pull it back 1 to 2 dB. That's usually the sweet spot where you feel it more than you hear it. Gain staging matters. If your printed riser is super hot, the compressor threshold becomes touchy and unpredictable. Turn the tail down before it hits the glue compressor. Aim for something like healthy level, roughly minus 18 to minus 12 dB FSRMS-ish, so small threshold moves feel consistent. And watch your reverb early reflections. If the tail has reverb and the early reflections are loud, it can make your break sound smaller, like it's trapped in a room. Keep early reflections low. Let the tail feel like fog behind the drums, not a room sitting on top of them. Now let's talk arrangement, because this method lives or dies by timing. Classic jungle placement. In the last two bars of the build, intensify the noise riser and maybe a subtle snare roll. In the last one bar, ramp the reese pitch and throw a little delay. In the last 1/8 before the drop, you can do a tiny mid-range dip, not full silence, just a me vacuum. Then, on the first quarter bar of the drop, your glue tail continues, side-chained and filtered down. By bar 2, the tail is gone and the drums are fully exposed, so it hits harder. That handoff is the whole point. Continuous momentum, but the impact still arrives. If you want to push it even more old school, here are a few advanced variations. 1. Dual band glue tail. Put an audio effect rack on the tail and split it into two chains. A low mid chain that's mostly mono, high passed around 200 to 300, low passed around 3 to 5K, lightly compressed. And an air chain that's high passed around 2 to 4K, distorted. Short reverb, kept wide. You get punch plus fog without the midrange turning into soup. 2. Rhythmic gate glue. Put a gate on the tail and sidechain it from a little ghost rhythm, like a tight 1/16th pattern. Short hold, medium release. Kept subtle, it does that classic dark side flutter like the tail is flickering with the break. 3. Pre-drop negative glue. Right before the drop, automate a tiny dip in the riser print, like 100 to 200 milliseconds. The ear perceives a vacuum, so when the tail arrives after impact, it feels intentional rather than accidental spillover. 4. Sub-protection. If you're paranoid about low-end collisions, throw multiband dynamics on the tail and basically suppress or hard limit the low band up to around 200 HE. That guarantees the bass drop stays dominant. And if you want a tiny rave generator sparkle without turning the main tail into hiss, duplicate the tail clip. Pitch it up plus 12 or plus 19 semitones, distort it, high pass it around 1 to 2k, and tuck it way down in the mix. It adds that old sampler excitement on top. Very quietly. Now let's do a quick mini practice exercise so you can lock this in. Build a 16 bar build into a drop. Make the noise riser and the Reese riser. Resample them into riser print. Keep a quarter bar glue tail after the drop. On that tail, EQ 8 with a high pass at 250 Hz. Then glue compressor at 4 to 1 with about 3 to 5 dB of gain reduction and soft clip on. Then sidechain from your drum bus for about 5 dB of ducking. Automate width from 140 down to 90 over the first half bar of the drop. Then export a loop of bars 31 to 35. Do in a slash B test. Glue tail muted versus active. Listen for continuity and perceived weight, not loudness. The best version feels like the drop is more inevitable, more connected, without losing snare arrival. Recap to lock it.